Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I am tired this week, and I'm debating taking some melatonin, and you know me, I got to read more about everything I do. So I looked up some information on melatonin. I thought it was super fascinating to understand more about this really potent molecule and actually how it impacts us in so many ways with anti-aging, with so many of the cycles of the body, the hormone cycles, with jet lag. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about melatonin, and you're going to know more than you ever wanted to know, but this is so exciting. Sleep is such an important problem, and according to the CDC, the use of melatonin sleep aids is so popular, with more than 3 million people using them. That was back in 2012. I would say it's more like 50 million people chronically take melatonin supplements right now. And if you're part of this group or you're considering melatonin for sleep, it's important to really understand it. Remember, this is a hormone. In humans, melatonin is produced mainly in the pineal gland and a small portion in your retina. And the synthesis and release of melatonin is stimulated by darkness. Remember, melatonin is the chemical expression of darkness. It's inhibited by light. So when you get light information brought into your retina, it transmits to the pineal gland, and the sympathetic nervous system senses that. During daylight hours, you get so much stimulation to your retina from light. If you're an indoor dweller, you're always under fluorescent lights, your levels of melatonin are not going to be as good as people who are outdoors. There was a study in Finland that evaluated two groups of rodents and looking at either natural or fluorescent lighting. In this study, one group received fluorescent lighting and the other group received natural sunlight. And both groups had the same amount of daily sunlight. The rodents that were given sun exposure produced far more melatonin at night than the ones in the artificially lit room. So those of us who come to work every day and we're indoors, we're wearing sunscreen, first of all, to block the body's sense of light, you know, perception to the skin. We're wearing sunglasses when we drive, then we get into a fluorescent lit office, and we are barely outdoors at all. But the rodents and the people who get sun exposure produce far more melatonin at night than those in the artificially lit rooms. So that research concluded that it's the brightness and the intensity of the light during the daytime that gives you a boost in your nighttime melatonin levels. And so this is so important because environmental lighting can create the rhythm that can affect your melatonin production. Your day and night light cycles, the brief pulses of light and intensity that we get when we go outside to our car for just a few minutes, it's not enough. It's really not enough. Levels of melatonin have a diurnal variation, so they increase soon after the onset of darkness. It peaks in the middle of the night between 2 to 4 in the morning. And thinking about myself, this is like when I'm on my iPhone in front of a laptop or a TV screen. So my melatonin is probably not even getting to the peak that it needs to be. And then it gradually falls in the second half of the night. Your circadian rhythm and the secretion of melatonin plays such an important role in how you feel and how deep you sleep and how you rest and regenerate. And there's a seasonal variation in human melatonin production with an earlier phase in the summer and increased levels and duration of secretion of melatonin in the winter. So interesting. It also varies according to age. So young infants younger than 3 months, very little melatonin. Maybe that's why they don't sleep. As we age, then the levels of melatonin really change and stabilize. So that's important to know, that you're going to have fluctuations throughout your life, throughout the seasons, and depending where you live and depending on how long you're outdoors in the bright sun. You can take melatonin supplements. There are oral doses available, 1 to 5 milligrams. Almost all the drugstores and food stores have them. And the result in the concentration of your melatonin levels is usually 10 to 100 times higher than the usual nighttime peak within 1 hour after ingestion. And then it kind of drops to baseline values in 4 to 8 hours. And that's a big boost. So you can get a lot of benefit from taking melatonin available at the drugstore. And it's essentially very low risk, other than increased sleepiness and decreased alertness. There have been rare reported reproductive effects associated with melatonin, but overall very safe. The circadian rhythm for your release of melatonin from your pineal gland is really closely synchronized with the hours of your habitual sleep. So people who don't have regular hours of sleep from jet lag, from flying and traveling like crazy, you have so many phase shifts in your sleep pattern that you never get a good synchronization of your melatonin levels naturally. You never hit the deep sleep because you never make enough melatonin to get there. We see this in our shift work disorder patients, people who work night shift, passengers who fly all the time, airline stewardesses and hostesses, and people who have delayed sleep and waking up late onset syndrome. There's a couple studies that were so interesting that showed with jet lag, one study showed 142 travelers that melatonin is definitely better than placebo to reduce jet lag, especially with eastward bound flights. With delayed sleep disorder, where you can't fall asleep easily, your mind is racing and running. There was a 2018 randomized control study over a month with 300 people that showed that if you take your melatonin an hour before your desired bedtime and you go to bed at a regular set bedtime, you're going to fall asleep 35 minutes faster than normal, and you'll have better sleep during the first third of the night and better daytime function the next day. Kids who have sleep disorder, there was a study in 2019 that reviewed 18 different studies enrolling 1,000 children, and it showed melatonin definitely better for sleep to improve time of onset of sleep and total sleep. Like, I wish I had used that more for my kids. But then again, I don't, because I think when you take exogenous melatonin, the jury is still out as to whether that affects your own production of melatonin. The biofeedback cycle of the pineal gland, if it senses a high level of melatonin in circulation, are you going to make less internal melatonin? Is your own factory going to shut down and become more dependent on your pill supplement? The answer is yes, it will, because that's the biofeedback cycle. If you're going to be on melatonin for any extended period of time, or you're starting to rely on it and you want to wean it, just remember you need to get into the outdoor sunlight to reset your pineal gland. One of my best techniques for avoiding jet lag is as soon as you land someplace, go sit in an outdoor cafe, go for a walk, go for a run, get the outdoor sunlight, make your pineal gland stimulate and have total darkness. I think I sleep really well in hotel rooms because of the blackout curtains. The total darkness also gives you the boost in production of melatonin for the next day. So interesting. I think melatonin can improve anxiety and calmness. There was a review looking at 12 studies with 700 people that found melatonin to be as effective as midazolam. That's pretty impressive, right? Can't get addicted to it. It works like midazolam. And I think patients who have the ability to reduce their anxiety before surgery, before a medical procedure, at least it's not a benzodiazepine, and it's the same thing as, you know, Xanax, typically the same family. So imagine that, melatonin being as effective as a Xanax. For anti-aging, there's some benefits that DNA damage can be improved. There's an anti-inflammatory and anti-apoptosis effect, and some of the byproducts and metabolites of melatonin makes for the skin makes it a powerful anti-aging molecule. So there you have it. Melatonin, very safe. When you're taking it in high doses, we don't have any studies that show if it's going to be safe long-term. Definitely we want to be careful not to overdo it so our body doesn't rely upon this. But melatonin can improve the speed of your falling asleep, the duration and the quality of your sleep, a little bit of hypnotic, relaxing effect, taking away anxiety. And if you're taking about 5 milligrams at night, a significant increase in your rapid eye movement REM sleep. And that's the deep restorative sleep that we need. So guys, when you're thinking of what to do to get yourself back in a good pattern of sleep, melatonin's a great tool. Think about it, use it. Sleep well, and remember, you need your beauty sleep. So much of our body's regenerative processes occur during sleep. That's it for now, guys. Hope you enjoyed that, and I'm definitely looking into melatonin to, I'm going to teach you guys more about the benefits of light, because light hitting your cornea, going to your pineal gland, regulating your body's production of melatonin. It's part of the anti-aging cycle. We need to understand this at a deeper level. That's it for now, guys. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our supplements, like our Internal Radiance line. It's so great. Hair, skin, and nails vitamins. Love the collagen powder. Our brand new Beauty Greens. Such important antioxidants and building blocks that your body needs every day. And most importantly, more sleep. It's an essential. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.